This is KUT. Among the 20 items Governor Greg Abbott has asked legislators to tackle during the upcoming special session is a push to block all taxpayer funds from being sent to abortion providers. Right now, both federal and state policies prohibit the use of taxpayer money for abortions, but as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, anti-abortion activists say that's not enough.
There's a law called the Hyde Amendment that was passed in the 1970s. It prohibits federal taxpayer dollars from paying for abortions in this country. State money is up to the states, obviously. And in a state like Texas, that means both state and federal taxpayer money doesn't go to providing abortion care. But folks in the anti-abortion movement here in Texas still have some concerns.
The Hyde Amendment is not adequate.
That's Joe Poyman with the Texas Alliance for Life. He wants stronger legislation.
It is possible under current law for certain cities or counties to make contracts with abortion providers, even for abortions themselves and for affiliates of abortion providers. And we think that's essentially funding the abortion industry.
Poyman says, for example, Austin has contracts with Planned Parenthood, which he's not happy about. Amanda Williams with the Lilith Fund says this fight isn't about funding for abortions, though. It's about blocking localities from contracting with groups like Planned Parenthood for anything. Williams says in Austin's case, that includes Planned Parenthood contracts for things like sex education.
So it doesn't really have anything to do with abortion funding at all. But of course, it does target local providers and would really be a disservice to communities who depend on local providers for education and resources that are really valuable.
Blake Rocap with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas has another issue with all this. He says this is yet another example of the state trying to limit local control. Rocap says this is about the state telling local governments who they can work with.
Which is the exact antithesis of small government, you know, no interference in private transactions.
But anti-abortion advocates say the state does have the right to step in on this issue. Joe Poyman with the Texas Alliance for Life says even if the contracts with Planned Parenthood are for services that aren't abortions, he says he takes issue with taxpayer funding going to that organization in general.
And that means the taxpayers of Austin or anyone who comes to Austin and purchases any kind of items and pays sales tax is essentially funding Planned Parenthood, which is the largest provider of abortions in Texas.
But removing Austin's ability to contract with Planned Parenthood could lead to more health problems. For example, one program local tax dollars fund teaches teenage women how to reduce their risk of getting HIV or STDs and avoid unintended pregnancies. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.